Hello, and thank you for joining us on another edition of McAllen News Update. I'm Crystal Garcia.
And I'm Roy Cantu. Great news for Rio Grande Valley travelers. The McAllen International Airport has a new nonstop flight to Austin, Texas. At a news conference, the city of McAllen announced Delta Airlines has started a nonstop flight from the McAllen International Airport to Austin. McAllen Mayor Javier Villalobos said providing choices to travelers is a number one priority.
I'm very excited, but so is the community. It's amazing where we always talk about our airport going above and beyond, and that's exactly what's going on. A direct flight to Austin is something really was overdue. We have a lot of students out there, or legislators during the session, or just getting out there to visit our state capital.
McAllen's a really important business community for us. It's one of the 8 underserved markets that Delta currently does not operate in. So we understand the connectivity not only to our Austin gateway, but to the global gateway that we have.
3 nonstop flights will now depart daily from the McAllen International Airport. Delta Airlines is the 3rd new carrier to bring new nonstop routes to the McAllen International Airport, joining direct air service to Mexico City through Aeroméxico, Cancun through Volaris, and Tampa, St. Petersburg through Allegiant Air.
The McAllen International Airport received more than $7 million to make terminal improvements. At a recent press conference, McAllen Mayor Javier Villalobos and Congresswoman Monica de la Cruz announced the $7.4 million would be given to the McAllen International Airport.
Through the appropriations projects, we are able to choose community funds that will impact our region. And this was one of the projects that I felt was most important for this region's economic prosperity.
All of this in thanks to the 2024 Consolidated Appropriations Act.
City of McAllen leaders met with state officials about the future of transportation in the region. McAllen city officials and McAllen Bridge System authorities held a roundtable discussion on key regional transportation initiatives. State and local officials discussed transportation funding for the upcoming legislative session.
What happened today is, in a sense, kind of historic. We have the chairman from the Senate, the chairman from the House, and of course our Senator Hinojosa here to discuss the issues we're facing right now. The economic impact that our area, that our region has throughout the state and throughout the nation is incredible.
The Rio Grande Valley is one of the best growing areas in the state of Texas. And our trade with Mexico grows by the billions every year. So we need to make sure that we have the proper infrastructure to be able to handle all the commercial trucks and trade coming from Mexico. It creates jobs, it expands the economy.
Ansaldúa's international bridge officials discuss key transportation initiatives and potential impact to the region.
7 new officers were sworn in to the McAllen Police Department. The 61st Police Academy graduation ceremony was held at the McAllen Convention Center. Police cadets Eric Gonzalez, Ericberto Vasquez, Jesse Gonzalez, Alan Garcia, Michael Puente, Jorge Castillo, and Ileana Garza were given their diplomas and badges in an official swearing-in ceremony. The McAllen Police Department announced that $2.4 million has been awarded to local law enforcement agencies in Hidalgo County. Armored personal carrier vehicles were purchased using the Rio Grande Valley, Texas Anti-Gang Grant applied for by the City of McAllen. Multiple police departments, including McAllen, Mission, Weslaco, Edinburgh, and the Hidalgo County Sheriff's Office, received a vehicle that's going to be used in a different scenario to help combat transnational gang crime.
They've got the latest technology in them. You've got night vision, you've got FLIR, you've got video systems, you've got the latest and greatest stuff that's available out there.
Chief Rodriguez says the equipment made possible by this grant adds to public safety without using local taxpayer dollars.
The McAllen Fire Department has a new brush truck to assist in emergencies.
1, 2, 3, let's go!
In a fire department traditional pushback ceremony, the new brush truck was officially put into service. The truck was purchased with an investment of more than $220,000 approved by the McAllen City Commission and acquired through the Community Development Block Grant funding.
This is not your conventional fire truck, your conventional fire pumper. It's a lot smaller. The suspension is lifted. It's basically an off-road apparatus. And so this apparatus is meant for wildland fires, grass fires, going into areas where the big fire trucks can't go in there.
This unit is equipped with a removable wildland firefighting skid low, a 300-gallon onboard water tank, and various equipment for wildland firefighting and rescue operations. This new brush truck will be housed at McAllen Fire Station No. 6 on the city's south side at South 23rd Street and Sarah Avenue. Also, the McAllen Fire Department partnered with the American Red Cross to install 100 smoke alarms in homes. These homes were identified by the American Red Cross for being in a high-risk area. 1 to 3 smoke alarms was installed based on the need of the home. Smoke alarms were installed in bedrooms or on every level of the household. The City of McAllen thanks the volunteer groups from HEB, IBC Bank, and DHR, who participated in assisting with the smoke alarm installation.
For the 9th year in a row, the McAllen Public Library has offered their Amnesty Month to readers. This initiative allowed community members to turn in an overdue book, CDs, Blu-rays, and DVDs without paying a fine. The goal was to not only regain library property, but also to encourage others who may be staying away due to unpaid fines to return to the library.
The McAllen Public Library celebrated Dia. Families were invited to celebrate Dia de los Niños and Dia de los Libros at the McAllen Public Library. The event was free with story time, books, music, and a teen arcade. Children's Day was designated as a day to bring attention to the importance and well-being of children. In 1996, nationally acclaimed children's book author Pat Mora proposed linking the celebration of childhood and children with literacy, founding El Dia de los Niños and El Dia de los Libros. Today, DIA is a nationally recognized initiative that emphasizes the importance of literacy for the children from all backgrounds.
Futuro RGV and the City of McAllen welcomed 100 city residents to the first ever Government for a Day event. Take a look. District 4 residents were able to meet with several city departments and ask questions about ways they assist the community. McAllen residents were also able to ask anonymous questions and express concerns, getting answers on the spot. Mayor Javier Villalobos and Commissioner Rudy Castillo say that this was one way to bridge the gap and gain citizens' trust.
Hopefully it expands throughout because we need to make sure that our community is engaged and understands what government does.
We're trying to be as transparent as possible. We have every department of the City of McAllen, we have PUB, we have Passport, City Secretary, we have all the departments there.
Questions asked and answered at the event related to drainage, business expansion, road improvements, and after-school activities.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott appoints McAllen City Manager to State Municipal Retirement System Board. McAllen City Manager Roel Roy Rodriguez was appointed to the TMRS Board of Trustees for a term to expire on February 1, 2029. The board oversees the Texas Municipal Retirement System, which is responsible for providing a secure retirement benefit plan for eligible employees of more than 800 Texas cities. Rodriguez is a former gubernatorial appointee to the Texas Municipal Retirement System Board of Trustees, where he twice held the